There's still time to save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Create stunning patios and strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast with our easy-to-use design and buy program in-store or on Menards.com. Don't miss out. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big money at Menards. Seal out drafts, dust, and moisture with MD brand weather stripping from Menards. A well-sealed home is more comfortable and energy efficient. We have the largest selection of in-stock weather stripping with over 100 products available to take home and start lowering your energy bills today. Save big money on weather stripping right now at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Great concert was so good. Fans were falling over themselves to see him.
Ooh, honey, and we've got a What the Fashion that'll make you...
And later, our buddy Andrew Freund gets the scoop from Eddie Murphy, Nia Long, and the cast of the new movie, You People.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey!
Joining the party once again is actress and singer Jessie Wu. Jessie, I got a real serious question for you. Can you woo-woo-woo?
Can I woo-woo-woo? Believe it or not, I actually can, all right? And I just did. All right, HK, what you got for us?
All right, check it out. Everybody on Hollywood's blocks was at the edge of their seats waiting for this. And this is the nominations for the 95th Annual Academy Awards. They were announced this morning, and there were a few that had us cheering big. Now, Angela Bassett was nominated for Best Supporting Actress for Wakanda Forever.
Yeah.
Making her the first actor nominated for a role in a Marvel film. Big things.
Yeah.
And speaking of Wakanda Forever, our girl Rihanna got her first Oscar nomination for Best Original Song for Lift Me Up for the same movie.
Yes. And get this, Ana de Armas was nominated for Best Actress for playing Marilyn Monroe in the movie Blonde, even though the movie itself is up for a Razzie Award for the worst picture.
Ooh, wow.
And Gary, you'll love this one. For Best Animated Short, one nominee is a movie called My Year of which is about a girl trying to lose her virginity.
You just being nasty.
Really? No, it's really called My Year of
Wait till you hear My Year, honey.
Y'all.
Yeah, I think it speaks volumes to see people starting to take superhero movies a little bit more seriously because they kind of used to be like the laughing stock of award shows, and they were really good movies, man.
Yeah.
And to see Queen AB get it, man, it is dope.
I just love Angela Davis, period, and everything she does.
Angela Davis, baby.
I'm sorry, Angela Bassett. I watch 911 all the time. I'm hooked. I've seen every episode. Like, everything she's in, I love.
Give my mama, my auntie, her flowers. I will never forget how I felt hearing her tell Chad, tell them who you are. That alone, I was like, give her an Oscar.
Okay. She should have. Anytime we got Oscar nominations, you know what we also got? Snubs. On the flip side, always going to have some snubs. Brace yourself, guys. The Best Actress category had two major snubs. Viola Davis was overlooked for her for her role in The Woman King. And this one actually upset me. I was bothered by this one. Mm-hmm. Danielle Deadweiler did not get a nomination for playing Emmett Till's mother in the movie Till.
Yeah.
I thought that was the best performance of the year. Truly loved
it. No, but honestly, though, we need to talk about Danielle Deadweiler. That woman is a monster.
Oh, my God.
Like,
she's amazing.
A monster. And to see her climb, like, she went from doing little Tyler Perry roles just a couple years ago, and look at her now, and she killed that Till movie.
So you said she went from the chitlin' circuit to Hollywood.
Tyler Perry,
it's a great training ground, though.
That's like the fried chicken.
You will learn your lines. You're gonna do 100 episodes in 2 weeks. You're gonna get good at it.
Yeah, you get your reps in. You get your reps in.
It's okay, Danielle. You gonna get it. Your time is coming.
The seeds for your flowers have been planted.
Oh,
you'll get them later.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Y'all know Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan have been together for a while now.
Yeah.
But guess what?
What?
They just went Instagram official, though.
Oh, they official.
And it's got got the streets talking. Now, let me tell you why, okay? Larsa dropped a picture of her and her boo, Marcus, and she captioned it, checks over stripes.
Oh.
Now they're at the Trophy Room store, which sells all kind of Jordan merch, and they're standing in front of a floral replica of Marcus's dad, Michael Jordan number 23 jersey. And on top of that, checks refers to Nike, which Jordan is known for, and stripes refers to the competition, Nike's competition, Adidas. What y'all think of this?
It's another long list of times where someone named Jordan got one of Pippen's rebounds.
Do we need to say anything else?
I was just going to say, enough said.
Do we need to say anything else?
I mean, they look stupid. He looks like a prop. Every time I see him with her, he looks like a damn prop.
He is a prop.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
He don't look like a boyfriend or a strong man. He's just like a prop for her.
I look like her son.
Exactly, a damn prop.
You know, in this particular picture, she looked like the new Kardashian cousin that just moved to town on the fifth season.
She all of them are kids.
But isn't Larsa Pippen where Hilaria Baldwin claims she from?
Where's she
New
from?
Jersey?
Baltimore?
Like, Boston? No, I thought she was some sort of like Latin
Italy or something. No?
Right?
No, she ain't no Latin eggs.
I think I did a story. She from Boston.
Oh, Larsa Pippen?
Hilaria.
Okay, see?
Wait, Larsa.
No, but like Hilaria claimed to be like some type of Spanish.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Don't Larsa look kind of Spanish?
They always do that once they go get a little tan and some injections. Oh, now all of a sudden I'm Latina.
Dominican.
Yeah, I'm Dominican. I know black, I'm Dominican. Now.
You got the Haitian package.
Exactly.
Dominican. Can't. Well, this is wild. So during the Drake concert at the famous Apollo Theater, one fan was so hyped that he fell from the balcony.
You know what? I don't give a damn. Ha ha, baby. Why you don't fall from no balcony? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He was trying to turn himself into wheelchair Jimmy for real. Apparently, the fan went nuts when Drake bought 21 Savage on stage and took a fall from grace right into the orchestra section and landed on some New York Giants players.
Thank God for that big dude.
Okay.
God had his back that night.
Okay.
And now we got the video from TMZ. And of course, you know, shout out to Drizzy Drake. He stopped the show to make sure everybody was okay. And thankfully, there has been no injuries reported. But the funny thing is, man, black people, we gonna be on our phones.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what happened. Oh, yeah. My man was walking out of there like with an escort on the phone just trying to play it cool.
He was just happy.
Now, the Apollo is investigating the incident because some concert goers are saying the dude jumped from the mezzanine.
But I do feel, honey, he's gonna file a multi-million-dollar lawsuit.
You think?
I think he jumped.
As old as the damn Apollo balcony is, he's about 1 million years old. He probably just gave in. Yeah, yeah,
if it gave in, more than one person would have failed.
I just feel like it's turning into like a hustle now to go to these concerts and get injured.
Oh,
yeah, and get,
I do.
Ever since Travis.
Yes. Yep. It's like, okay, let me go to, like, how do I get injured here? Not only to get money, but also to be insta-famous.
How can I slip and fall, get some clout and cash?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Let me jump off the balcony.
Yeah.
What? And like, on a giant. Yeah.
Oh, my God. He probably picked the person he was going to land on.
He sure did.
That big fluffy dude right there.
Okay. That whole offense on the Giants is very fluffy. And
don't land on the wide receiver. You want to land on the center. You
of course. Yeah. You want to land on the O-line. That's what you want to land on.
That'd be the fellow on the Cowboys there to drop them.
Okay, Garrett, it's time for
What the Fashion?
Okay, first up, we have Kylie Jenner serving you Lion King realness, y'all. She was spotted at the Paris Fashion Week attending the Schiaparelli show wearing one of the designer's most eclectic pieces, a strapless black fitted dress with a foam lion's head. Are y'all feeling this?
She reminds me of Jane, honey, from Tarzan and Jane.
Really?
And she has her lion head and she's going to feed her kids.
Ironically, didn't Irina Shayk?
Same dress on.
No, but she lion head?
Yeah, but she was actually walking the runway.
She was walking the runway. And she walked in front of Kylie like, okay.
Right. Like, if she just does her head like this, is the mouth like open and closed?
Like, I was like, oh, yes, Lord.
All I could think about when I saw that dress was, nah, that's all I could think about. My childhood just
okay,
came
the Lion King.
I just want
them to get three more people so they can form Hotron. It takes five lions.
Well, moving on, Doja Cat was also in the house at the Schiaparelli show. Mm. She showed up looking like a candy red bedazzled avatar, honey. Now, Doja's look definitely turned heads because she was painted red and adorned in 30,000 red Swarovski crystals.
Ooh, so what?
Swarovski crystals.
No.
All over her upper body, which took almost 5 hours to put on her by hand to match her red Schiaparelli look.
Hey, Redbone.
It looks a mess. She like a walking Red Hot. You remember the way Red Hot used to eat? She looked like some walking Red Hot.
All right, y'all. Coming up, we have a celebrity tattoo or tattoo that will make you look twice right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hello.
It's time for
Tattoo or Tattoo.
Well, it seems Travis Barker can't get enough of Kourtney Kardashian because he recently showed off his latest tattoo, which appears to be his wife's eyes, plastered high on his right thigh, close to the crotch area.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Chad, that's what love would do to you, honey.
That's the only place he had room, honey.
Well, I see, Chad. So, is that a tattoo or a tattoo?
Definitely a tattoo. Like, it looks like her eyes.
I love it. It's very so clear. And the artwork is perfect. It's good. It's good.
But it's sad he could never cheat because she's going to always be able to see him.
He's not going to cheat. Yeah.
He better not. I mean, for me, I would want my man to tattoo my entire face and put it above his groin area.
Like lower hip?
Yes, I would want that. So every time somebody go down there and get... You know, if you're trying to go down there and get...
What face are you making, though? What face are you making in the tattoo?
What?
What's your face in the tattoo look like?
So is it coming down from the chin or like where is it extending from? Like, I got something
Yes.
You're just so stupid.
I mean, because, you know, these men do be slipping and sliding. So just in case he's able to do that, I want my face to be there to remind me.
Right,
what about on the leg and, like, you're presenting it? You know what I'm saying? Like that might be better. Like,
like this.
That's okay. Like what a Bob Barker's girl. You know?
Where it's just like, you find that spot on the thigh and that's where things reach. You know what I'm saying? Where you're like,
oh my God.
Well, moving on, Nia Long is setting the record straight for the second time about a long-standing rumor stating that she turned down a role in 2000's version of Charlie's Angels for a part in Big Mama's House. Ooh. Now, Nia auditioned for the role of Alex Monday, and she revealed to reporters that the producers told her she looked too sophisticated and too old next to Drew Barrymore.
Wow.
Well, the role eventually went to Lucy Liu, but what's so crazy about this is Drew is only 4 years younger than Nia, and Lucy is 2 years older than Nia.
We know what that was.
Yeah.
Hello.
We know what that was.
But we loved you in Big Mama's House, girl. We couldn't see nobody else doing that.
We share it.
That you share it.
We did. We did love her. But I just can't help but to think how big that would have been for her to be in that movie. And remember, Destiny's Child at the time had the soundtrack. Yeah. All the women.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been so huge. But, you know,
it's funny, though, y'all. I mean, I'm in my 40s, honey, and people always tell me that I look like I'm in my 30s. I mean, you know they say black don't crack?
Unless you do it.
Because I'm in my late 30s. What'd you say, boo?
I said, no, black don't crack unless you on crack. Are you on crack?
Well... I got crack.
Oh, my God. Well, speaking of Nia Long, Andrew Freund chats with Nia, Lauren London, and Eddie Murphy about their new movie, You People. Stay tuned.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Eddie Murphy, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and the cast of You People coming to Netflix. Check it out. Congratulations on another freaking hilarious film. But one of the things I was thinking about was, I want to know what your dating tips are, Eddie. If you were going to give some advice to the kids out there.
I am in no position to give dating tips because I was on the dating circuit so long ago, and the world is so different now. When I was dating, there were no automobiles and there were no internet. It was a horse and buggy and steam engines and just a whole different world. So I can give no tips.
Talk to me about some of the scenes with Jonah, because, you know, there's scenes where you lay into him. There's this great scene where he lays into you. What was it like working with Jonah?
It was a joy working with an actor who will go off script and who's really funny and really smart. And I always thought Jonah was funny from day one.
This film is about dating, it's about relationships. What should people do when they meet the parents of someone they're dating? What's the appropriate behavior, Nia Long?
Oh, the appropriate behavior is eye contact.
Okay.
Bring a gift.
A gift?
Take your shoes off when you walk into their house.
Okay, okay.
Be interested, ask questions.
Yeah, okay.
Help tidy in the kitchen if the mom made dinner.
Okay, now see, that's a lot. But
it is a lot, but you know, we require a lot.
All
Our
right.
standards are high.
Okay.
Otherwise, you get somebody that you don't really want to spend the rest of your life with.
That's true. I want to know, what are your deal breakers in terms of dating? What is something that it's like, that is off the table? No, no, no. What are your deal breakers?
I don't think I have any.
No?
He'll f*** anyone.
I think arrogance and hypocrisy.
Okay. Okay.
Lack of a sense of humor.
Wait, you like that or you don't like
it? I love it.
You like arrogance and hypocrisy?
On. Real turn on.
Okay, okay.
Give me an arrogant hypocrite.
You're in.
I'm getting a little excited.
Settle. Liars.
Liars? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liars.
Ooh.
Old wise person said, if you'll lie to me, you'll steal from me, and if you steal from me, you'll kill me. So,
they all go
together. Yeah, okay.
You lie to me all the time, though.
I do not lie to you.
What would be your top three dating tips? I'm out there in the world, I'm dating, I don't know what I'm doing.
Brush your teeth.
Okay.
Be yourself.
Okay.
Doodle before you go on a date.
Before the date?
I have a rule, I eat before I go on dates.
Wait, what?
Yeah, if you're going to dinner, you eat before so you're not scarfing food down. You know, it's just so you can have a conversation, because if you're really trying to get to know somebody and you're eating dinner.
That's true. That's true.
Just a thought, you know.
Now, we have a segment on our show called Thirst Trapping with the Stars. Mm. I'm going to show you a photo of him.
Oh, Lord.
And you tell me if this was a thirst trap.
Oh!
Oh, I know exactly what photo this is.
What is that? So can you just explain? Now, let's dive deep here on that one.
That was a bag.
I think this is the worst kind of thirst trap, too, because it's like trying to act like it's not trying to be one, but then there's package in it.
That was not purposeful package. You know what I mean? That was 65 degrees in L.A. package. You know what I mean? Like,
what do you find funny these days?
What am I finding funny?
Yeah. This freaking interview.
No. I'm trying to find the funny in everything right now.
Okay.
Honestly, like, just keep a light spirit and a light heart and don't take it too serious and just keep it moving.
Yeah.
And life is really short and really sweet. And if we just focus on gratitude and staying positive, that's funny, because life is funny.
I mean, at the end of the day, you're f***ing me along.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess.
Thank you.
Do I have lipstick on my teeth?
No, you don't.
Okay, good.
Awesome.
Because then I wouldn't be f***ing Nia Long if I had lipstick on my teeth. I'd just be like Nia Long.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
It's our last story of the day, so
this is it.
Just when you thought you seen artificial intelligence do it all, they decided to ramp it up a notch.
Oh, Lord.
Now, robots are now on the way to the courtroom.
Oh,
now, the first AI-powered robot lawyer will represent a defendant in court next month.
No way.
The robot lawyer will take its first case on February 22nd, 2023, will help a defendant fight a traffic ticket. Mm. Now, the robot will whisper into someone's ear exactly what to say. So don't worry, the firm power in the robot will let us know the results of the case when it's happened. But what do y'all think of this? Would you feel confident in letting an AI robot represent you in court?
Yeah,
I would rather have a robot than a doggone regular lawyer. Look how the lawyers just rip you off, take all your damn money and stuff, and then tell you, oh, you lost your case, and they don't even fight for you, especially if you get an appointed attorney.
I was going to say, yeah.
So, no, honey, give me a robot.
You might not want an appointed attorney. You definitely want your selection of attorney, but, like, just robot being like, tell that bitch off. Like,
the dope thing about the robots, they can scan the whole entire internet, all that case law, and possibly help you out in certain situations. Or maybe they know about the corner of, like, Normandy and Weston, and they know that, like, the traffic lights only do this, that, and the third.
You can tell the robot, look, motherfucker, did get me off.
My client is guilty. You know,
if that robot don't come out with
if the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
you pay the robot in batteries like it's cracked. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, help me out. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, bro.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.